Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Low to high, Pellick at the point. He'll wrist it, stopped by Rask. The rebound trickles in! It's Kyle Palmieri! And the Islanders have a 4-1 lead in Game 6.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
NBC Sports Network with the highlight there as the Islanders take down the Bruins last night at the Old Barn, winning that series in 6, advancing to the Final Four where they will take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I know that highlight probably bittersweet for our next guest, a big-time Boston Bruins fan. That's our pal Pete Blackburn, who does a great job covering the National Hockey League for our friends over at Bally Sports, and he is on Twitter at Pete Blackburn, and he joins us now here on You Better You Bet on a Thursday. Pete, welcome back to the show. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here. Before we get to kind of like your takes on what we're going to see moving forward, the game tonight between Colorado and Vegas, I know you actually went to the game last night. You're a big Bruins fan. Share with us how that experience went for you.
I was, the game itself stunk. It was a horrible, horrible experience for me. The Bruins just laid a complete dud in that game. It was brutal. But the experience itself was great. It was the first time that I've been to the Coliseum. I mean, it's a dump, but it's a good place to watch a hockey game with a bunch of passionate fans. So Islanders fans were a really good time. It's the first time I've ever tailgated a hockey game out in the parking lot. So that was a good time. And the experience overall was solid.
Pete, one thing we've talked about in the playoffs a lot of these home ice advantages and these crowds have been absolutely insane. And two that come to mind that kind of beg for a comparison. So you were at the Islanders game last night, and then we will have a game in Vegas tonight between Colorado and Vegas. And that place has been an absolute madhouse as well for this series. If you had to pick like craziest kind of NHL environment, is it one of those two, or is it maybe a team that didn't make the playoffs, but is going to have fans back eventually? Like, kind of rank this for us. Like, how was that experience last night versus some of the other well-known venues in hockey?
So the Coliseum is an interesting one because it's small. It's a small building, and so it gets pretty loud. And obviously, you know, those Long Islanders can make a lot of noise in any situation. So, that building is awesome. Vegas is obviously up there, too. Carolina is another place. I know Carolina's out, but Carolina has a real good building. It can make a difference, that's for sure. As a betting person, we all know that home ice can be overrated in terms of, it's about a 50-50, but I think that, when you do find those momentum swings when it comes to playoff hockey and having the building on your side is something that helps sometimes for sure.
Pete, we're going to spin this forward to the Islanders and the Lightning in the Final Four in just a moment here. And I kind of like the Islanders in that series, and we'll get your take on it. But, you follow the Bruins as close as anybody. You follow these games as close as anybody. And I think a lot of people are kind of stunned by how the Islanders have been able to do this, right? Because, like, you'll look at the stats and the Islanders are getting outshot, and it feels like the other teams got more talent. Certainly in the case of the Bruins, it felt like that was the case. But the Islanders end up winning these games, and we know Trotz is a great coach. Like, how are they actually doing this? Like, how have they gotten to this point?
Well, it's coaching is a big, big part of it. Barry Trotz is an unbelievable coach, and he gets the guys to play and buy into the system that he wants to run. And he does a really good job of tailoring, you know, the system to the roster that he has in front of him. And so, you know, you say that the Bruins are the more talented team, and I think that's somewhat correct. They're a more talented team when it comes to high-end talent at the front end of the roster. But I think the Islanders have a very deep roster top to bottom, and they get, you know, those contributions, the first guy on the roster and the last guy on the roster. And that's something that the Bruins didn't have this year. You know, their bottom six was brutal almost the entire year. And that came back to bite them against a team that can roll four lines and, you know, that can roll three defensive pairs. And the Bruins were thin on the blue line. So, you know, when you look at playoff hockey, depth is a huge, huge thing because, you know, if you're the Islanders, you play a tough style of hockey, you play a tough brand of hockey, and as long as you can sort of neutralize or at least minimize the contributions from, you know, the top of the lineup, if you can beat them on the back end, that's as good a way to beat a team as any in playoff hockey. So, you know, they've gotten to the Final Four in the past 2 years, and I think it's a big combination of getting goaltending, good coaching, and having a deep roster.
Well, they're going to take on the team that beat them in the Final Four last year, the reigning defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning, Pete. And I looked at the series prices earlier today. I fired in a bet on the Islanders. I just felt like Tampa minus 280, like it can't be that. Islanders plus 225. How do you see this series playing out, and do you think the Islanders are going to win?
I think the Islanders have a shot. They have a shot, you know, and with those odds, it might be worth taking it at a small price. I think Tampa is as good as anybody in the league. And, you know, all the things that I was just talking about, having four lines, being able to roll four lines, being deep and having goaltending, you know, Tampa has all that, but to a, you know, a much bigger and more talented extent than what the Islanders have. And so, you know, the Islanders aren't going to be able to exploit the mismatch, at least in the bottom of the roster type of deal, like they did against the Bruins and like they did, you know, in Pittsburgh as well. So, you know, I'm for sure siding with Tampa. I think Tampa is a much better team, and I think that they're going to show that in this series. But you do look at that these two teams, and they met last year in the playoffs, and a lot of things went kind of wrong for the Islanders and you know, in terms of injuries. You know, they didn't have Pelech last year, and a lot of the games were close. They played them tough. So, you know, a lot of people have been writing off the Islanders since the beginning because, you know, they don't necessarily outplay teams on a consistent basis, but they are the biggest bend don't break team that I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, they can get outplayed. They can still beat you on any given night because they're a really good counterattack team, and they're a good good coach team, and they can make adjustments on the fly and stick with you. So never count that team out.
Pete, I mentioned Vegas and Colorado briefly already with the home ice advantage. They play game six tonight for, you know, well, if Vegas wins, it'll determine the last team in the Final Four along with Montreal and then the two teams that you were just describing, the Islanders and the Lightning. So your market for game six, Vegas a minus 130 favorite, Colorado plus 110, total 5.5. Colorado to win the series right now, so obviously win tonight and then win game seven back in Colorado, plus 260. Kind of an interesting price there. We've had some people say, maybe bet Colorado to win the series. They could win these two games. Your thoughts on game six tonight and if Colorado has a chance to still win this thing?
Colorado definitely still has a chance, and plus 260 is not a bad deal, I think, because this series has been pretty close, and, you know, for three games, game two to game five, game two to five, Vegas was the much better team, and, you know, they kind of really took advantage of Colorado and really kind of mixed it up with them in terms of slowing down the attack and then taking advantage on the counter, and you know, they've gotten some solid goaltending. So, you know, I think that Vegas is in a good place, and I pick Vegas to win the Stanley Cup at the outset of these playoffs. But Colorado is super talented, and they played a good game last time out, and so they sort of started to get that momentum back. I know they didn't pull out the victory, but, you know, if they can get Nathan MacKinnon going and, you know, just catch a few breaks and you know, they're very, very within their capabilities of winning this game. They're as talented a roster as exists in the NHL. They just need to find a way to kind of get around Vegas's defense because Vegas has done a really great job of pressuring that attack and really smothering them. So it's hard to shut down Nathan MacKinnon for four or five games in a row. So you can still play Colorado and feel pretty good about it, I think.
Who do you think wins the game tonight? I know you're saying value on Colorado potentially, and like I totally get that here, but is Colorado going to win tonight and even force a game seven?
It's been such a good series and such a close series that it's tough to even predict what's going to happen. But I really like what I've seen from Vegas over this past stretch, and the fact that they were outplayed last game and still ended up getting the victory, that sort of, you know, suggests that they took one and they stole one. And if it gets back to what it was the previous three games before that, I think that I like Vegas. And again, I pick Vegas to win the Stanley Cup. I think they're going to win this series. There is value on Colorado, but I think that Vegas, in their own barn, gets it done tonight and closes it out.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How does Montreal match up against both Vegas and Colorado? Obviously, we'd pick Vegas or Colorado to advance past that series, but do you give Montreal a better chance against one of those two teams? Like, how does the Canadiens?
No.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't. Those two teams that are playing right now are probably the two best teams, and if they're not the two best teams in the league, they're two of the three best teams in the league. And Montreal, I give them a lot of credit for what they were able to do, to come back against the Leafs and then to shut down a pretty bad Winnipeg team, without their best player for most of the series. So I wouldn't read too much into Montreal being a team of destiny and that sweep that they had last round. This is a team that I don't think is ready yet, and people can say, you know, if Carey Price plays super well, then, you know, they've got a chance. No, even if Carey Price plays super well, I don't see them having a chance because, you look at the goaltending that the teams on the other end have been getting, really solid, and those are just really strong teams top to bottom, and I don't see Montreal having much of a chance going up against those guys.
Pete, we appreciate it. Fantastic job as always here on You Better You Bet, breaking down the Stanley Cup playoffs. Check out his work at Bally Sports. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Blackburn. Enjoy the games tonight. Good luck, and we will talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
That's our pal Pete Blackburn here on You Better You Bet. Ken, you said something interesting in the chat. I don't want to put you on the spot here if you don't want to like delve into it just yet here. But okay. You had an interesting betting take here on what you might do in the series. I don't want to call it the West because like Montreal's not technically like a Western Conference team, but I guess it's like the West final.
The non-Islander
Lightning. Like, you know what? For the purposes of this show, that's how I'm referring to it. Eastern and Western Conference, even though Montreal's not a Western Conference team. Whether it's Vegas or Colorado, I don't know if you even wanted to talk, if that's like a thought that you just had, or why don't I give you the opportunity to at least say what you said in the chat if you'd like to.
Oh, just that I feel like I'm going to end up on Montreal a lot in this series. Just, I mean, it seems like there's a universal vibe that it's a foregone conclusion in a series. And in a lot of sports, NBA specifically, that can still be true. There are foregone conclusions all the time in NBA playoff series where one team actually has like a 0% chance of winning barring an injury. In hockey, it always seems like that's not the case. It seems like, you know, in every situation where we felt like a series price was really high, that the team has actually been kind of more valuable than we thought. I think about the Lightning Blue Jackets 1-8 matchup a couple of years ago, where the Blue Jackets actually either swept them or won
swept
that series. Definitely
after Tampa won the President's Trophy.
That's one of the largest series prices I think in the last like two decades in the NHL playoffs. I think the Lightning were like -400 to win that series when the series started. We never see series prices that large, and look what happened when we saw one, like the kind of contrarian value. Even if they didn't end up winning the series, game to game +1.5, you could just end up maybe with some value on them. I feel like that's going to happen to me with Montreal here. We'll see what the prices are.
2 hours down. And when 2 hours are down, sequentially, that means hour three's up next. And hour three here on the show, the real ones know, even the fake ones know, it's the power hour. All our bets for tonight are coming up. Knights Avs game 6, Major League Baseball, and side total props for the Bucks and the Nets, the Jazz and the Clippers.
Want to know if it moved?
I think it moved.
The guys bring you the latest line movement in the Power Hour on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.